We'd like to take this moment to thank our sponsor for this week's episode. The Well Bioscience is a developer of Vitrogel, a next-generation xeno-free 3D extracellular matrix that enables scientists to shift from 2D to 3D cell culture and help drive innovations for precision medicine, cell therapy, and biomanufacturing by getting faster and more accurate data than animal-based systems. Explore an array of high-throughput automation-capable hydrogels and bioinks that can open the door to 3D cell models for preclinical and clinical applications, and how Vitrogel can help researchers improve personalized medicine globally by visiting www.thewellbio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Matter, the SLAS podcast where we interview life science luminaries. Our guest today is Christina Minnick. Christina is here today to speak with us about her experiences in the SLAS mentoring program. So welcome to the podcast, Christina.
Thanks, Hannah. Glad to be here.
We're happy to have you here. So can you start off by telling us a little bit about just you and your professional background?
Sure. So mine's a little different for someone who now works in the automation field. I went to school for biology. I started off in community college. I wanted to save some money. So I went to Monco Community College, got my associate's in biology. Then I transferred to Delaware Valley University. And I kept my major biology, but I was really focusing at the time on zoology. Almost made that my major, did internships at the Philadelphia Zoo, thought my life was going to go in that direction.
Sorry, yeah. I my face just lit up. I did an internship at the Philadelphia Zoo too when I was an undergrad. I did an animal behavior major. So yeah, sorry, that's why my face just went like that.
That's okay. Yeah, I did an animal care internship. So yeah. I was at the children's zoo.
Nice.
And I thought I was going to end up working in a zoo or you know, something with animals. And after I graduated, of course, I'm applying everywhere. I'm applying to vet clinics, zoos, pharmaceutical companies, labs. My life ended up going in this direction. Like, I guess my first few years were pretty rough. I had very far jobs, like 2 hours away, and I was at a couple different CROs, smaller companies, and things got a lot better when I eventually landed my current job at Merck about 8 years back. All the labs I worked in had different types of automation, so it kind of evolved into that, and now I work in an automation lab. Love what I do.
That's great. That's such an interesting. So, sorry, I know that we're talking about the mentorship program, but now I'm just curious. Yes. So when you were applying for jobs, you know, you said you applied for like vet programs, zoos, and pharmaceuticals. So where did the pharmaceutical come from?
So yeah, my degree was almost in zoology, which would have probably forced me to be working with animals, but I did get a person at the college recommends me keep it biology, keep it broad, keep your options open. And I, at that point in my life, I didn't really have any strong mentors. I didn't know anyone in pharmaceutical or science. You know, I came from a blue collar family. So none of my family even went to college or knew, you know, how things worked in these big companies. So I felt really lost for a long time. And luckily a lab ended up calling me. It was like a small CRO ended up calling me and things just worked out with them. And then from there, I continued to work in different labs.
Wow. Do you think, is that part of what inspired you to want to then become a mentor yourself because you didn't have any of those strong influences?
Exactly. Yeah. I just want to be able to help other people because I remember, at least for me at that time in my life, I was just so clueless and unsure. I didn't know where my life was going to go. I didn't have a mentor, and it really would have helped me if I did. That's why I'm so interested in helping other people.
Yeah, that's terrific. So when did you first get involved in the SLAS mentorship program?
The first time was 2019, and that was Washington, D.C. So I mentored a few people there, and then I believe the year after 2020 was San Diego. So that was the second time I mentored. And then more recently, 2022 in Boston, I mentored there as well. So there were three mentorings that happened so far.
How did you find out about the program? How did you get involved?
Scott Mosser. So he's my manager and he had done it before. So he kind of told some of us about it. And ever since then, it's been great.
That's awesome. Do you mentor elsewhere, or do you primarily stay within SLAS?
I do in other places. So in my lab, we often do tours. So I'll do tours of the lab for college students, and I'll do mentoring for college students through Merck. And I actually take on interns pretty often. So I guess the past 4 years, I've had an intern every year. So the intern I have currently is my fourth one, and I'm a mentor for them as well. So it's always just been a big part of my life and something I like to do.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. Can you describe for the people who are listening who may not be familiar with the SLAS mentor program, could you describe it a little bit and kind of like your experiences with the program?
Yeah. So people can log on the SLAS website, and I believe they can read descriptions of all the people who are mentoring, and they can choose which one they believe is a good match for them. So they read like a little bio on the people mentoring. Then they can reach out and say, I'd like to schedule a mentoring session with this person, and you get a 45-minute session with whoever you choose. You meet them in person at SLAS, and then you talk about whatever they want to talk about, really. I've had all kinds of people, some even more experienced than me, but they just had automation questions. So, yeah.
That's great. So you're helping people at all stages of their career with all sorts of different questions.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I can even think for myself how handy that would be sometimes, especially, you know, when you're looking to make a career move, but you don't really know where to start.
Exactly. I remember being a little intimidated the one time because the woman, she had so much more experience than me, but she wasn't so familiar with automation. So she was asking a lot about like, okay, we have instruments that sit, they don't get used too often. You're more experienced with automation, so what do you recommend? And I was just bringing up like, okay, do some sort of initializing or tip pickup method just to get the thing moving once a week. So she got a lot out of that, and it ended up being really nice.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think it's just a good reminder that you can have mentors at any stage of your life, your career, for anything. They're exactly. Always important.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What do you consider to be your personal like mentoring style?
I would say very casual. I usually don't have like a plan in my head. I just kind of let them lead and talk about what they want to talk about. I like to keep it more about the mentee and go the direction that they want to go. I try to let them do more of the talking, unless of course they're asking questions and they want to get some more information out of me, but I try to let them lead. And sometimes they get SLAS, they say, hey, can we walk around while we talk? I have questions about this or that. So I've done that before where we just kind of walk around and chat.
That's really cool.
And usually it ends up we connect afterwards, like on LinkedIn or social media. Some of us even stay in touch.
That's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. I know that you had, was it your most recent mentee that you had? Sounds like quite an awesome journey together. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. The most recent one in Boston, there was one that we just really hit it off. And she wasn't so happy in her role. She was working for, I believe, a smaller company. And she just wanted more growth, wanted more opportunities, and kind of to get out of her current situation. So she was thinking about accepting a lesser role, like lesser pay. And she's like, maybe this will help, you know, get me where I want to be eventually. And I just encouraged her not to do that. I said, just stick it out, stay where you're at, you know, for stability, stay there, wait till you can find something better. Don't take a lesser role. And she's like, yeah, I think that's good advice. I think I'm going to do that. Well, months later, I heard back from her and she had accepted a new role at Sanofi. So it's like an amazing company. She got a really good job. She said, I took your advice. I stayed there. I stuck it out. I, you know, kept interviewing and I got this really amazing opportunity. She's really happy now. So that made my day hearing that. That was awesome.
That must just feel so satisfying to know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we're still in touch on LinkedIn. So I'll continue to ask her how that's going. But she was thrilled.
That's fantastic. That's got to be a little nerve-wracking to be giving people this advice and knowing that it's going to impact them. So to hear it pay off, it's got to feel good.
Yeah. Well, I figured I'm like, well, if I tell her no, because you don't want someone to take something less than what they already have. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it is. You're right. It is intimidating.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can be so hard, you know, when you're the person who's looking at these other roles to undervalue yourself or to not know, especially when you've got all of these different pieces of advice coming in of what you need to do to advance your career, that it can be so nice to have one person who looks at your situation and can say, no, that's, you really shouldn't be doing that. That's, you're worth more.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So, you know, you said that you didn't really have any mentors early in your career. Do you have anyone now that you consider a mentor?
I do, yes. I have quite a few people at Merck, really just my colleagues. I work with some amazing people. And like I said, Scott Mosser, he's the one who kind of told me about this program to begin with. So he's a mentor as well. So I would say mostly just my colleagues. Yeah.
That's great. So have you had a chance to talk to some of the other mentors in the program? You know, do you guys get together and I don't think you're getting together every week or anything, but like, have you talked to them about their experiences and kind of shared insights?
Yeah, usually we meet up prior to SLAS and we just kind of talk, get to know each other. Most times there's one or two other people that I'm already familiar with that I work with at Merck. But we meet people from other companies as well. And it seems like they can relate to my, you know, the type of people I meet up with. And they always have a, you know, good outcome from this mentoring program.
Yeah, that's great. Do you know, were any of them like mentees in the program before and now they've kind of become mentors themselves?
I haven't seen that happen yet, but maybe, yeah, just not that I know of yet.
Yeah, I'm sure it will someday.
maybe the one that got the job, the good job.
Yeah.
Maybe she can be one next year.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. You should reach out to her
and suggest it. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's a good idea. That's awesome. So are you going to mentor again this year?
Yes, in San Diego.
That's fantastic. So you'd said, you know, I think you mentioned at the beginning how many different individuals you have mentored. Have you, you know, you said you've stayed in touch with some of them, probably not all of them, but.
Yeah, I've stayed in touch with a few of them, not all of them. Some you just kind of, I guess, hit it off with a little more and, you know, connect on social media. Yeah. I guess the ones from 2019, 2020, I kind of lost touch with them. But the more recent ones I'm still in touch with.
Yeah, that's so great. That's cool. So what do you like most about being a mentor?
I like networking and, you know, connecting with people and most of all, just helping them because of my past. Not that anyone was like that as lost as I was back then, but like, it's just nice being able to help other people and hear their stories and their situations and what they're trying to do.
Do you think that there's anything that, you know, qualifies someone as being a mentor, or do you think, like, what do you think makes a good mentor?
I would say someone who's willing to listen. Probably listening is what makes a good mentor. Maybe anyone could be a good mentor if they're willing, you know, to listen to other people and try offering some good advice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about that desire to help people and share that experience.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, is there anything else about, you know, your experiences with the mentorship program that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, I think the coolest story was the one I already shared about the woman who reached out to me and said, oh, I took your advice and it worked out. That was probably the best success story that I've had.
That's really cool. Have you ever thought about applying for the program as a mentee?
No, but maybe I could do that in the future. Yeah.
Yeah. Someday if you're looking for a career change or something.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I never thought about that.
See, I'm just planting all sorts of seeds today. That's awesome. All right. Well, I mean, that's all the questions that I have for you today. So I think that I would just say thank you so much for your participation in the mentorship program and everything that you've done. And for anybody who's interested, go ahead and go on the website and, you know, think about applying, both as a mentor and a mentee.
Yes. Thank you for having me, Hannah.
Oh, my pleasure.